We're talking on the subject of forgiveness and what Jesus had to say about forgiveness. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 3, Jesus said, "Take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him." And then again in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14 and 15, Jesus said, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." And then Jesus brings forgiveness into our prayer life. In Mark chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus says, "When you stand to pray, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your heavenly Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." Then I hear what the Apostle John said, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You know, some may think that our Lord begrudgingly forgives us of our sins. No, that's not the case. Jesus eagerly forgives people of their sins. You remember when Jesus was having a meal with Simon, the Pharisees, and the sinful woman came in and began washing Jesus' feet with her tears, even though she did not ask for forgiveness. Jesus told Simon, "Simon, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, because she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to the woman, "Thy sins are forgiven." And then again in Mark chapter 2, while Jesus was in a house in Capernaum, a man sick of the palsy was brought to him. In fact, they led him down through the roof of the house. And there he was, right in front of our Lord. Jesus said to the sick of palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." Now, I'd like for you to notice how eager Jesus is to forgive and how all-knowing he is. Jesus knows what you have need of before you ask. He also knows what you want before you tell him. So notice that these two people, the man in Capernaum and the woman in the house of Simon the Pharisees, neither one of them asked our Lord for forgiveness. But Jesus could see the tears and feel the pain, and he knew the hearts of both of these people. He knew that they not only needed to be forgiven, but he knew they wanted to be forgiven. Jesus said, "He knows what you have need of before you ask. He also knows what you want before you tell him." This brings us to one more person that Jesus forgave without the person even asking him. It was one of the thieves that was crucified with our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that there was two thieves that was crucified with him. They both railed on him, but eventually one of them changed his mind, had a change of heart, and he rebuked the other one and said, "Have you no fear of God? We're in the same condition that he's in. We are here justly, but this man has done no wrong." Then the repentant thief said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus told him, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." This was a dying man, asking a dying man for eternal life. A man without possessions, asking a poor man for a kingdom. One would have thought that a saint would have been the first soul purchased over the counter of Calvary by the red coin of redemption. But not so. In the divine plan, it was a thief who would escort the King of Kings into paradise. If our Lord had come only as a teacher, the thief would never have asked for forgiveness. It was the thief's last prayer, maybe his first. He knocked once, sought once, asked once. He dared everything and found everything. When even the disciples were doubting and only one was present at the cross, the thief acknowledged him as Savior. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.